Our guest today is Tina Deco. She is from Denmark. And the name may ring a bell if you're a Zero 7 fan. She's been a vocalist with that band and actually is going to record on their new album as well. Here she is from When It Falls with Home. Zero 7 with our guest today, Tina Deco, on vocals. She's got her own album and she's in the studio. And we get back here to the World Cafe. Tina Dico is our guest today. She is from Denmark, where she is already a big star. She is still best known in the West for her vocal work with Zero 7. Her career had a big boost at the beginning at home when she got to make a single after winning a televised talent contest, Shades of Danish Idol. And I asked her if that was really the beginning of her career.
It did, actually, yeah. The prize in this talent contest was a single release on a sort of major Danish label. And, yeah, this song became massive on Danish radio.
That, were you at all prepared for that?
Not at all, no.
And then it's just continued since then. In fact, In the Red did extremely well when it came out.
Well, yeah, In the Red is my third album in Denmark, and so I've been building it up slowly, you know, in the sort of healthy, organic way. So this third album is definitely where it's really, you know, seriously taken off.
If people are familiar with your music from Zero 7, they might assume that this is more of an electronica edge to what you do, but it's not that way.
No, not at all, actually. No, I grew up with, you know, Bob Dylan and those kinds of things, and so I suppose I am more of a slightly more traditional singer-songwriter kind of girl, you know.
That's okay. Have you always sung in English? Is that just
strangely
natural?
Enough, yes. Yeah. It was always my poetic language. I never really listened to Danish lyrics for some reason. It's a difficult language to be poetic in, I think. It's strange. I don't know what this connection to the English language is. I know that from when I was very little, every time I spoke to myself, it was always in English.
Wow.
That's weird, isn't it?
I hope you dream in Danish.
I don't know anymore.
Tina Dico is our guest. Let's hear one to begin with.
This is one of the first songs I wrote when I moved to London. So it's, you know, it's like 3.5 years old, probably.
You still connected to it? I often wonder if people stay connected to songs.
I always stay connected to my songs. You know, the singing is so, you know, profound that I can't really lose touch of the song.
Tina Dico is our guest. acoustic version of Warm Sand from Tina Dico, who's playing live for us today. It's one from a couple of sources, including in the Red. I found it really interesting reading up on you that your dad was one of those audiophiles who let music into the house because it sounded good.
Yeah. He would go to the music shop and he'd say, give me your best album, your best sounding album, regardless of genre or, you know, it was didn't matter.
What are some of the odd things you remember him playing?
Well, that was mainly sort of, you know, like sort of maybe two acoustic guitars recorded in some church in Italy, or Russian opera, or, you know, choir stuff. But it was also, you know, lots of Pink Floyd or lots of different things.
And how did you figure out what you liked out of that?
The strange thing was that I couldn't hear what he was hearing at all. You know, I'd sit there on the millimeter between the massive home built speakers, and he'd be saying, "Can you hear? Can you see here? Way over there in the corner, there's a triangle," and to me it was like, yeah, but where's the song?
Yeah, exactly.
So I'd be more into. You know, as I was saying before, Bob Dylan or the old trashy, that was what I was listening to.
And now we all wear earbuds and all that.
Yeah.
It becomes completely different.
Yeah.
Wonder how he feels about that. That's funny. I love a number of songs on here. Well, first of all, I'm curious about Warm Sand, written from with a specific beach in mind. Were you somewhere when you wrote that?
No, No, I'm not. I'm not going to tell you the story behind this song because it's fairly strange. It's actually based on a film that I haven't seen, but I sort of I was talking to someone and they told me the story, and this is sort of what it turns into. So to me, it's like it's an imaginary beach. But in real life, it's a very depressing place in England, which would sort of ruin the songs for a lot of people, I think, if they saw the beach.
And I asked if you could do the song Head Shop. Is that a real head shop?
That is actually a real head shop, yeah. In my hometown in Denmark, there is a shop called The Head Shop. And I was always very curious when I was a kid as to what they were selling in the head shop, because it was quite kind of unclear from the outside. And
on purpose, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm sure. And then I went in there when I was old enough with a friend. And they were selling all this gear that I didn't know existed. That turned into the song.
Can you do that one?
Okay.
The streets are dark, the night is cold. Shadows dance in every window. The wind is biting through my coat. As evening fades, I'm waiting to rise. We met this August afternoon. His insight threw me like a typhoon. And I was thrilled, I think he knew. He whispered a word. Great escapes. Now's the time to run away. He said, meet me at the head shop. Forget yourself and leave it all behind. Wait at the bus stop tonight. He said, meet me at the head shop. And let me free and open up your mind. You and I will take off tonight. City wakes, the sirens call to remind me why I don't remember. I'm kicking trash against the wall as evening fades, still waiting to rise. No one escapes undisguised. He said, meet me at the head shop. Shop, and let me free and open. colors run to fight the loaded gun, to let the tables turn, to let the moment crash and burn, to take a solid stand, however hard you land, to wait another day, to leave yourself and run away. He said, meet me at the head shop, forget yourself and leave it all behind. Wait at the bus stop tonight, and I'm still waiting. You meet me at the head shop, and let me free and open up your mind. You and I will take off tonight. He said, meet me at the head shop, forget yourself and leave it all behind. You and I will take off tonight, and I'm still waiting. You meet me at the head shop, and let me free and open up your mind. But he never turned out.
Tina Dico is playing live for us on the cafe today. I love that song because ordinarily in a song like that, the place you would meet would be like at the pier or the station.
you know,
it's so funny, the head shop being...
You know that this guy's up to no good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I know you've been living in London for a while, but, and I'm going to unfairly put you on a spot of representing Denmark here. But I am curious as to what the cultural climate is in Denmark. Of course, the entire world has been hanging on with the story of the cartoons that were Danish. But is that an unusual thing for that to happen in Denmark?
It's been a massive shock because we're such a small country, and I don't think we had any idea that we could make such an impact on the world, and to be honest, I think we're so naive. Mm. It was such a naive thing to do and a stupid thing to do, and it has raised a sort of in some ways quite healthy debate in Denmark. And in other ways, really unfortunate because it's like it's pushing people further right.
Right, right.
Which is like, the opposite of what really would be the solution to the problem. So,
is the media pretty open? Can any language get on the airwaves?
It's a loose, very loose mentality, I suppose, in Denmark, which is why things like this can happen, because we're all like... They were probably just, making a joke.
Right.
Thinking that that would be a good, fun, harmless joke.
But we're pretty tied together nowadays. And, you really find out what the result is.
Yeah.
Pretty immediately.
But, yeah, it is very embarrassing, I think, to be Danish at the moment.
Now, I think people don't quite understand your position in Denmark is pretty amazing. When your album came out, it outsell Coldplay and it did unbelievably well there. Well, now, what's it like for you to kind of come somewhere else, even in England or here, and kind of, you're kind of starting over?
Well, I think, as I was saying before, it sort of happened in a really healthy, slow-building way in Denmark. So, to me, I really... don't take anything for granted, because it's been hard work. It's been such hard work in Denmark as well. I've played loads of little clubs and, just taking it one small step at a time. And it is absolutely no surprise to me that to come here and see that it's the same
exactly.
Hard work. It is when you do this kind of music where people need to feel comfortable with you and they need to see you and get really into the songs and the universe of the lyrics. I think it's the only way to do it.
There's an intimacy in the songs, and if there's an intimacy in the room,
yeah,
that's going to be a good connection. Well, what do you want to do next?
I would like to play a song called The City. Bike past their windows again. You know they won't
let you in. You don't change the city. The city changes you. Where are you now, my love? Still in the war with the Aphrodite mob. What was I thinking of? You don't change the city. The city.
That's The City Tina Dico is playing live, and another one from In the Red, which is out now here in the States. And it's great to hear these versions of it. It's Tina travels around playing the small clubs here, here in the States. Actually, 071 right into big theaters, didn't they? I mean, you got to play
some. That was a quite amazing experience for me to start out like that in America. And in England, for that matter, because in England,
right.
It was massive. So, yeah, that was just, a fairy tale.
Tina, thanks. Thanks so much for playing live.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
A real treat. Tina Dico, our guest here in the World Cafe.